contradiction. Contra, contra, contradiction. Oh, the diction in this case. Oh, wrong. Contra, 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 tiempo. Contra, 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 tiempo. Oh, the timing in this case. Oh, wrong. Contra, 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 punto. Contra, 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 punto. Oh, the music in this case. Oh, wrong. Contra, 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 punto. Contra, 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 bundle. Oh, the smuggling in this case.
To give a list of Allen Ginsberg's books and his assorted awards and the countries he's traveled in would take up all the rest of the time. And then we'd watch Allen around 1 o'clock in the morning or something. His most recent books include his collected poems, White Shroud, and the annotated notes to Howell. And I would actually like to talk about him. I'd like to talk about one aspect of his nature, which is rather not this kind of thing. But when I met him in 1958, and when I saw him again in 1963, when he was just coming back from India, I want to mention that all of the travels that Allen has made, he's made carrying, as a part of his traveling gear, large amounts of writing by other people. He's been personally responsible for introducing many other poets in many other countries. so that his decision to be a poet included his dedication to being useful to poetry as such. And his generosity is simply amazing. It's a great pleasure to introduce Allen Ginsberg.
Stephen Taylor, as we've met. Stephen and I have played together and sung together for over a decade, since 1975. And Professor Jim Jones will be sitting in with us for the first time on mandolin. So we'll begin with some work by William Blake. Infant Joy. So what I'll do is begin with some Blake. Read some recent poems, and then since I don't very often get the pleasure of singing with Stephen Taylor, as we have done for so long, we'll load most of the rest of the evening with old faves from our long career traveling on many continents.
Shall I start?
Yep.
I have no name, I am but 2 days old.
What shall I call thee?
I happy am, joy is my name.
Sweet joy befall thee, sweet joy befall thee. I have no name, I am but 2 days old.
What shall I call thee?
I happy am, joy is my name. Sweet joy befall thee, sweet joy befall thee.
Pretty joy,
sweet joy but 2 days old. Sweet joy, I call thee. Thou dost smile, I sing the while. Sweet joy befall thee. Sweet joy befall thee. My pretty rose tree. My pretty rose tree, to all the pederasts among us. A flower was offered to me, such a flower as May never bore. But I said, I've a pretty rose tree. And I passed the sweet flower o'er. Then I went to my pretty rose tree to tend her by day and by night. But my rose turned away in jealousy, and her thorns were my only delight. And her thorns were my only delight. A flower was offered to me, such a flower as May never bore. But I said, I've a pretty rose tree, and I passed the sweet flower o'er. Then I went to my pretty rose tree to tend her by day and by night. But my rose turned away with jealousy, and her thorns were my only delight. And her thorns were my only delight. Now, Blake's Tiger. Boom, boom. tiger, tiger, Bert. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wing dare he aspire? What a hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What a hammer, what a chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
We'll try the next song now, or say it later.
Okay. Then read a little poetry. Visiting father and friends, so I'll be reading from 1984 to the present. Visiting father and friends. I climbed the hillside to the lady's house. There was Gregory Corso dressed as a velvet ape, japing and laughing, elegant-handed, tumbling somersaults and consulting with the hostess, girls and wives familiar, feeding him like a baby. He looked healthy, remarkable energy, up all night talking jewelry, winding his watches, hair over his eyes, jumping from one apartment to another. Neil Cassidy, rosy-faced, indifferent and affectionate, entertaining himself in company far from China, back in the USA, old 1950s, 1980s, still kicking his way through the city, up Riverside Drive without a car. He hugged me and turned attention to the night ladies appearing, disappearing in the bar, in apartments in the street. His continued jackanapes, wasting his time and everybody else's, but mysterious, maybe up to something good, keep us all from committing more crimes, political wars, or peace protests angrier than war's cannonball noises. He needed a place to sleep. Then my father appeared, lone, lorn, and healthy, still living by himself in an apartment a block up the hill from Peter's ancient habitual pad. I hadn't noticed where Louis lived these days, somehow obliterated his home condition from my mind, took it for granted, though never been curious enough to visit. But as I'd no place to go tonight and wondered why I hadn't visited him recently, I asked, could I spend the night in bed down there with him? His place had a bathroom and bedroom bath, a giant Jewish residence apartment on Riverside Drive refugees inhabited, driven away from Europe by Hitler, where my father lived now. I entered. He showed me his couch and told me, get comfortable. I slept the night, but woke when he shifted his sleeping pad closer to mine. I got up. He'd slept badly on a green, inch-thick, dusty foam rubber plastic mattress I'd thrown out years ago. Poor cold mat on the concrete cellar warehouse floor. So that was it. He'd given his bed for my comfort. No, no, I said, take back your bed. Sleep comfortable, weary. You deserve it. Amazing you still get around. I'm sorry I hadn't visited before, just didn't know where you lived. Here you are, a block upstreet from Peter, hospitable to me, Neil, Gregory, and girlfriends of the night. Old sweet bohemian heart, don't sleep on the floor like that. I'll take your place on the mat and pass the night okay. I went upstairs, happy to see he had a place to lay his head for good, and woke in China, Peter alive, though drinking a problem, Neil, dead more years than my father Louis, no longer smiling alive. No wonder I hadn't visited his place he'd retired to a decade ago. How good to see him home and take his fatherly hospitality for granted among the living and dead.
Now to wash my face, dress in my suit on time for teaching classroom poetry, 8 a.m. Beijing, far around the world away from Louis' grave in New Jersey. Sphincter. I'm sure my good old asshole's holding out. 60 years has been mostly okay, though in Bolivia, a fissure operation survived the Altiplano Hospital. A little blood, no polyps, occasionally a small hemorrhoid, active, eager, receptive to phallus, Coke bottle, candle, carrot, banana, and fingers. Now AIDS makes it shy, but still eager to serve. Out with the dumps, in with a condomed orgasmic friend. Still rubbery, muscular, unashamed, wide open for joy. But another 20 years, who knows? Old folks got trouble everywhere. Necks, prostates, stomachs, joints. Hope the old hole stays young till death. Relax. Spot anger. Spot anger. Gregory, when you get angry, you've got two choices. Conk your friends on the head with words at the kitchen table, snarl by the taxicab door, growl in the hotel toilet, at national microphones, at the closet girl syringiste. You wouldn't do that to your own kid, Max Orpheus, or your virgin daughters, only to your wife and your friends, your daddies and uncles, back to Eden. Why not, more subtle, grab your anger by the wings and bag it in the garbage pail? Look around by the Venetian blind. It's only you in the universe's kitchen. A subtler wave of the hand. Patience, say, I don't want this Saturn trip. No thanks. Thanks, how nice, but I'll not entertain Dr. Frankenstein till Monday. These pants don't fit. May I borrow your library card? Breathe your typhoonic tantrum in. Exhale a gentle breath of Corso out the kitchen window, wafting a springtime fairy feather slight, raising a big iron pipe to conk Mr. Temper Tantrum on his green bull noodle, and fly off over Manhattan, weaving silver laughter around skyscraper spires. Chain poem, written with my Brooklyn College MFA class. In 87. Graphic winces. In high school, when you crack your front tooth bending down too fast over the porcelain water fountain, or raise a tuna sandwich to your open mouth and a cockroach tickles your knuckle, or step off the kitchen cabinet ladder on the ball of your foot, hear the piercing meow of a soft kitten, or sit on a rattling subway next to the woman scratching the sores on her legs, thick pus on her fingers, or put your tongue to a winter-frozen porch door, a layer of frightening white flesh sticks to the wooden frame, or pitch your little baby boy's fat neck skin in the teeth of his snowsuit zipper, or when you cross Route 85, the double yellow lines painted over a dead possum, or tip your stale party Budweiser on the windowsill to your lips, taste Marlboro butts floating top of the can, or fighting on the second flight of the tenement, push your younger sister down the marble stairs. She bites her tongue in half. They have to sew it back in the hospital. Or at icebox, grabbing the half-eaten Nestle's Crunch, a sliver of foil sparks on your back molar's silver filling. Or playing dare in high school, you fall leg split on opposite sides of a high iron-spiked fence. Or kicked in the karate dojo, hear the sound like a cracked twig, then feel a slow, dull throb in your left forearm. Or tripping, fall on the sidewalk and rip last week's scab off your left knee. You might grimace a sharp breath from the solar plexus, chill spreading from shoulder blades and down the arms. Or you may wince, a tingling twixt sphincter and scrotum, a subtle electric discharge. Imitation of a kid, sort of reflective of a brief one-week crush in Halifax. The young kid, horror buff, monster commissar, ghoul connoisseur, attic bedroom posted with violet skulls, cigarette butts on the floor, thinks he'd strangle girls after orgasm, pumping iron since he was 13 years old, 175-pound muscle man. His father shot at him, missed, hit the door. He saw his mother's tiny apron. Father clutched his throat, a six-foot drunk. Today's an Alcohol Anonymous. Even eyes, symmetric face, age 20. Acid-free plastic packages of ghoul ghosts, monsters nowhere, evil demons of the dead, frenzy reanimator, psycho nightmare on Elm Street, stacked by his mattress. He followed me around, carried my harmonium box, protected me from the drunk Tibetan, came to my bed, head on his shoulder. I felt his naked heart. My cock's half dead. He thinks he'll cut it off. Can't stand to be touched. Never touches himself. Iron legs, skinny dynamite, thick biceps, a six-day black fuzz on his even jaw, shining eyes. I love you too. On cremation of Chogyam Trungpa Vidyadhara, I noticed the grass, I noticed the hills, I noticed the highways, I noticed the dirt road, noticed cars parked in the parking lot, I noticed ticket takers, noticed the cash and checks and credit cards, I noticed buses, noticed mourners, noticed their children in red dresses, I noticed the entrance sign, noticed retreat houses, noticed blue and yellow flags. Noticed the devotees, their trucks and buses, guards in khaki uniforms. I noticed the crowds, noticed misty skies, noticed the all-pervading smiles and empty eyes. I noticed pillows colored red and yellow, square pillows and round. I noticed the Torii gate, passes through bowing, a parade of men and women in formal dress. I noticed the procession, noticed the bagpipe, drum, horns, noticed high silk head crowns and saffron robes. Noticed the three-piece suits. I noticed the palanquin, an umbrella, the stupa painted with jewels, the colors of four directions. Noticed amber for generosity, green for karmic works. Noticed white for Buddha, red for the heart. I noticed 13 worlds on the concrete stupa hat. Noticed the bell handle and umbrella. Noticed the empty head of the bell. Noticed the corpse to be set in the head of the bell. Noticed monks chanting, horns in our ears. Smoke rising from atop the fire brick empty bell. Noticed the crowds quiet. Noticed the Chilean poet. Noticed a rainbow. I noticed the guru was dead. I noticed his teacher bare-breasted watching the corpse burn in the stupa. Noticed morning students sat cross-legged before their books chanting devotional mantras, performing mysterious gestures with their fingers. Noticed the bells and brass thunderbolts in their hands. I noticed the flame rising above the flags and wires and umbrellas and painted orange poles. I noticed the sky. I noticed the sun, a rainbow around the sun, light misty clouds drifting over the sun. I noticed my own heart beating, my breath passing through my nostrils, my feet walking, my eyes seeing, my brain noticing the smoke from the corpse-fired monument. I noticed the path downhill. I noticed the crowd moving toward the buses. I noticed food, lettuce salad. I noticed the teacher was absent. I noticed my friends. I noticed our car, the blue Volvo. I noticed the young boy who held my hand. I noticed our key in the motel door. I noticed the darkness. Noticed a dream and forgot. I noticed oranges and lemons and caviar at breakfast. I noticed the highway, my sleepiness, thoughts of homework, the boy's nippled chest in the breeze as the car passed down hillsides past green woods through the water. I noticed the houses, balconies overlooking a misted horizon, the shore, an old worn rock in the sand. I noticed the sea. I noticed the music. I wanted to dance. Yeah. Tompkins Park, a short poem. Tompkins Park. Four skinheads stand in the street light rain talking under an umbrella. Four skinheads stand in the street light rain talking under an umbrella. Personals ad. Personals ad. Poet professor in autumn years seeks helpmeet companion, protector, and friend. Young lover with delicate, empty, compassionate soul, exuberant spirit, straightforward and handsome, athletic physique and boundless mind. Courageous warrior who may also like women and girls, no problem. To share bed meditation apartment in Lower East Side, help conquer world anger and guilt, Inspire Mankind, empowered by Whitman, Blake, Rambo, Ma Rainey, and Vivaldi. Priapic, carefree, familiar or eager for art's primordial majesty. Playful, harmless as slave or master. Mortally tender to swift passing time. Photographer, musician, painter, poet, yuppie, or scholar. Find me if you can. I'm here in New York alone with the alone, going to lady psychiatrist who says, make time in your life for someone you can call darling, honey, and who holds you dear, can get excited and lay his head in your heart in peace. Post Office Box 582, Stuyvesant Station, New York, 10009, New York. Proclamation. Proclamation. I am king of the universe. I am the Messiah with a new dispensation. Excuse me, I stepped on a nail. A mistake. Perhaps I'm not the capitalist of heaven. Perhaps I'm a gatekeeper at the pearly columns. No, this isn't true. I really am God himself. Not at all human. Don't associate me with that crowd. In any case, you can believe every word I say. The old Bag Lady Gaia's song. When dull roots write laws in Sweden or New York, poor Jews break Arab jaws, no black man eats much pork. Young soldiers gonna die, old presidents get AIDS, they bankrupted the sky, the ozone layer fades. Crazy people got money, I own state capitals, the sheriff calls me honey, the army's a bunch of fools. I want my welfare stamps. I want my movie show. I got 10 kerosene lamps. I'm 99 years old. This town's already dead. This country's on the skids. The state's made out of lead. I can't feed my kids. My name is Gaia, ha ha ha. Put me in jail, I'll fuck the sky. Nothing to win or lose, papa. Born, you're gonna die. Atom bombs and newsboy hoaxes, fakers yak the Oval Room. I live in cardboard boxes, they killed the ocean womb. Tear up your welfare check, I'll eat my way to heaven. Throw me down shit creek, I'll vomit Pacific Ocean. Poem in progress, beginning May Day, 1988. As I cross my kitchen floor, the thought of death returns. Day after day, as I wake and drink lemon juice and hot water, brush my teeth and blow my nose, stand at toilet, a yellow stream issuing from my body, look out curtained windows across the street, Mary Help of Christians RC Church. How many years empty the garbage pail? Carry black plastic bags to the sidewalk before I boil the last soft egg. Day after day, glance my altar, sitting pillow, a sidelong look and sigh. Pass my bookcases, Greek lyrics unread, and volumes of military industrial secrecy. How many mornings out the window, springtime's gray clouds drift over a wooden owl on the rectory roof. Pigeons flutter off the street lamp to an iron fence. I return to the kitchen, oatmeal cooking in an iron pot, sit in a wooden chair, choose a soup spoon, dreaming out the window, eat my gruel. Ailanthus trees bud and grow thick green as seaweed in rainy Atlantis, lose leaves after snowfall, sit bare-branched in January's rusty winds, snap photographs focused on the clothesline, courtyard chimney pots a block away. How many years lie alone in bed and stroke my cock, or read the Times on a pillow midnight or dawn, answer the telephone, talk to my stepmother, or Lucian in Washington, wait for a knock on the door, it's portly, Peter, sober, hesitant, inquiring supper, rarely visiting, rueful, a life gone by. You got the monthly rent? Armfuls of mid-morn mail arriving with despairing secretaries. Rise and tuck my shirt in, turn the door lock key, go down hallway stairs, enter New York on way to Harper and Row or Christine's Polish restaurant around East 12th Street corner on First Avenue. Taxi uptown to art museums or visit Dr. Brown, get chest x-rays, a smoking cough or flu. Turn on the news from Palestine, listen Lead Belly's lament on tape. Black Earl, Jim Crow, Irene, Sunday, Puerto Ricans climb concrete steps to church week after week, socks in the laundry, snap on the kitchen light, midnight icebox raid, sun-dried tomatoes, soft Swiss cheese and ham, pineapple juice, low, rent control, $260 per month. Clear, gym-sealed, sanded floors, white walls. Blake's tiger on the bedroom wall, cabs rattling the dark asphalt below. Silence, a solitary house. Harry Smith's copy of Charles Fourier on the bedside table waiting inspection. Reading glasses ready with neck string to hang on my breast if I rise to switch the light off. Pajamas in the drawer for sleep. 80 books in the headboard for browsing. Yiddish poetry, Attila Yosef. Dasgupta's obscure religious cults of Bengal. Louis Ferdinand Celine, De Vulgari Eloquentia. What riches for old age. What cozy naps and long night's dreams and browsing in Persepolis and Lhasa. What more, ask existence, except time, more time, ripe time, and calm, and warless time to contemplate collapsing years, though body, teeth, and brain, an aching elbow, and a crooked creak at the backbone bottom, dry nostrils, mottled ankles, and smart tongue. How many years to talk, create, or sing in theater, improvise in classroom and street, church and radio, far from Congress? How many more years, eyes closed at 9 a.m., awake, worrying, the ulcer in my cheek, is that cancer? Should I have charged Burroughs' biographer for photos reprinted from 40 years ago? Miles, the editor's stylistic confidence, okay, for lit hit beat generation? Should I rise and meditate, or sleep in daylight, recuperate, flu? Phone ringing half an hour ago, what's on the answer machine? Give back advances to Harper's? Who promised deadlines for that photo book? Wasn't I up at 2 a.m. revising poems? Spontaneous verse. Take a plane to Greenland, visit Dublin, Pen Club, meet May 17th. Decision, Israeli censorship, Arab press. Quoth Cynthia Ozick, a Yiddish translator, poet, a Zionist fanatic. Phone or write the concentration camp expert, moralist Elie Wiesel. What's his word? Quote, Arabs should throw words, not stone, unquote. Is that quote accurate from the Times? Should I get up right now, cross-legged, scribbling journals with motor car roar downstairs in the street? Stolen autos being doctored at this very curbside or pull the covers over my achy bones? How many years awake or sleepy? How many mornings to be or not to be? How many Mays to come? Birds chirp mornings insistent on the roofs. Buds rise in backyard cities. Forsythia yellow by brick walls and rusty bedsprings near the fence. How many Sundays wake and lie immobile, eyes closed, remembering death? Get up, 7 a.m., spring, sunlight out the window, the noise of a Puerto Rican drunkard on the corner. Waking in New York, 61st year, to realize childless, I'm a motherless freak, like so many millions in the world from Patterson to the Amazon, humans and whales screaming in despair from Empire State Building top to Arctic Ocean bottom. This is a composite text by Gary Snyder, Michael McClure, Joanne Kiger, Nanao Sakaki, and myself. Message to friends in Japan. Inch by inch, little snail, creep up and up Mount Fuji. The success of your people is a marvel the world applauds. Through diligent, concentrated effort, you have become one of the wealthiest nations on the planet. The success of Blue Coral at Shiraho Village in Ishigawa Island in the Ryukyus, Okinawa, 1,200 miles from southernmost Japan, is also a story of concentrated patience. The largest coral colony, some 3 meters high now, must have been a small imperfection in the sand in the late 1200s when the kamikaze came to Hakata Bay and repelled Mongolian invaders. The coral colony may have grown to 1 meter by that year the Portuguese were shipwrecked in the same waters at Tanegashima, bringing first knowledge of Western technology, musket manufacture. During Issa's life and Noringa's formulation of the Kanagaro no Michi, the way of the gods, the coral colony had perhaps grown another 0.5 meter. By the Meiji restoration, another 0.25 meter. The flash of light from Hiroshima, 1,100 kilometers to the north, was probably sensed by tiny members residing on top of the colony, which had already risen to 3 meters above the seafloor, a magnificent monument to patient growth. The reefs of Okinawa are stepping stones to your origins. They support voiceless populations of life forms, companions to your successful emergence among the planet's nations. If all the snails of Japan had been annihilated before Issa's time, would you have Issa's snail as your guide to the top of Mount Fuji? Beneath the sea are gardens as beautiful as the gardens of Kyoto. Temples built by anonymous legions of miniature samurai are there, yours to celebrate. Societies of angelfish in colors more varied than the brightest kimonos swim undisturbed, not knowing of the annihilation planned for them this August 63 Showa. As full voting members of our global community, you have in your care the future of voiceless living beings who share your domain. You may preserve the coral reef for the wonder of future generations. Inch by inch, climb Mount Fuji. By cultivating roots in the natural world, a balance of mind may be found to relax the acquisitive aggression that has prevailed in many nations during industrial development. By preserving rich zones of life and diversity, you may protect an international treasure. As poets, we salute your treasure and appeal to you. Please use your powers to protect this source of humanity's future mental health. By creating a wildlife sanctuary at Shiraho as World Park, you can save the coral reef and Earth's future. Now, about 15 minutes of tunes. When I died, love, when I died, my heart was broken in your care. I never suffered love so fair as now I suffer and abide. When I died, love, when I died, when I died, love, when I died, there was a war in the upper air. All that happens there. There was an angel at my side. When I died, love, when I died, when I died, love, when I died, I wearied in an endless maze that men have walked for centuries, as endless as the gates were wide. When I died, love, when I died, when I died, love, when I died, there was a war in the upper air. All that happens there. There was an angel at my side. When I died, love, when I died.
Jimmy Burton? Yeah. Jimmy Burton.
She's
sick.
Yeah,
it's okay.
One, two, three, go.
Who's that Jimmy Burton? I heard you drop his name. What has he got to say? What papers is he selling? I don't know if he's the guy I met or ain't the same. Well, that Jimmy Berman was a boy that is worth telling. Jimmy Berman on the corner sold the New York Times. Jimmy Berman in New York, he had a long, long climb. Started as a shoeshine boy, ended on Times Square. Jimmy Berman, what's that rose you got setting in your hair? Jimmy Berman, what's your sex? Why you hang around here all day? Jimmy Berman, what love next? What God do you pray? Who you wanna sleep with tonight, Jimmy boy? Would you like come with me?
Jimmy Berman, oh my love, oh what misery. Jimmy Berman, do you feel the same as what I do? Jimmy Berman, won't you come home and make love with me too? Jimmy Berman, I'll take my clothes off, lay me down in bed. Jimmy Berman, drop your pants, I'll give you some good head. 18-year-old Jimmy, the boy is my delight. 18-year-old Jimmy, I love him day and night. Now I know I'm getting kinda old to chase poor Jimmy's tail, but I won't tell you other loves, it'd be too long a tale. Jimmy Berman, please love me, I'd throw myself at your feet. Jimmy Berman, I'll give you money, oh, won't that be neat? Jimmy Berman, just give me your heart and, yeah, your soul. Jimmy Berman, please come home with me, I would be whole. Jimmy Berman on the street, waiting for his God. Jimmy Berman, as I pass, gives me a holy nod. Jimmy Berman, he has watched and seen the strangers pass. Jimmy Berman, he gave up, he wants no more of ass. Jimmy Berman does yoga, he smokes a little grass. Jimmy Bergen's bank is straight, he knows what to bypass. Jimmy Berman don't shoot junk, he don't shoot speed neither. Jimmy Berman's got a healthy mind, and Jimmy Berman is ours. Jimmy Berman, Jimmy Berman, I will say goodbye. Jimmy Berman, love you till I die. Jimmy Berman, wave to me farewell. Jimmy Berman, we've abolished hell.
Suva?
Okay. Bus Ride Ballad Road to Suva. This, for the poetics students, was an attempt to do a rhymed, chanty form, but using William Carlos's Williams's notion still of no ideas but in things, so to wed the two notions of clamping the mind down on objects and at the same time classical rhymed verse. Oh ho for the bus that rolls down the dirt road. Oh ho the green sunlight that holds the dust cloud. Oh ho for the thin mustached boy with his wound. Oh ho for banana trees crowding the ground. Oh ho the Australian lad dressed in red. Oh ho the Ferlinghetti beard on his head. Oh ho for the roar of the motor uphill. Oh ho for the feathery grass standing still. Oh ho the palm islands that rise from blue sea. Oh ho the breezy sky that hangs over me. Oh ho the dirt road that gives us away to Fiji, Port Suva, we go there today. Oh ho the black lady so big and so fat from eating the taro root, pink hair, no hat.
Gospel Noble Truths, an old Naropa favorite. The three marks of existence, four noble truths, eightfold path, review of sitting practice of meditation, general instructions, and a review of the six senses, and final fairly well.
Born in this world, you got to suffer. Everything changes. You got no soul, you got no soul. Try to be gay. Ignorant, happy, you get the blues. You eat jelly roll, you eat jelly roll. There is one way, boom, boom, ba-dum. You take the high road in your big wheel. 8 steps you fly,
8 steps you fly. Look at the view,
right to horizon.
talk to the sky. Act like you talk, act like you talk. Work like the sun, shine in your heaven. See what you've done. Come down and walk, come down and walk. Sit, you sit down. Breathe when you breathe. Lie down, you lie down. Walk where you walk, walk where you walk. Talk when you talk. Cry when you cry. Lie down, you lie down. Die when you die, die when you die. Look where you look. Hear what you hear. Taste what you taste here. Smell what you smell. Smell what you smell. Touch whom you touch. Think what you think. Let go, let it go slow. Earth, heaven, and hell. Earth, heaven, and hell. Die when you die. Die when you die, die when you die, die when you die. Lie down, you lie down, lie down, you lie down. Die when you die, 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 die when you die. Lie down, you lie down, lie down, you lie down, and you die when you. Lord, Lord, I got the sickness blue. I must have done something wrong. Lord, Lord, I got the sickness blue. I must have done something wrong. There ain't no Lord to call on. Now my youth is gone. Sickness blue. Don't want to copulate no more. Sickness blue. Don't want to fuck no more. Tears come in my eyes. Feel like an old tired whore. I went to see the doctor. He shot me with poison germs. Went to see the doctor. He shot me with poison germs. I got out of the hospital. My head was full of worms. All I can think is death. Father's growing old. All I can think is death. Father's grown old. He can't walk half a block. His feet feel cold. I went down to Santa Fe, take vacation there. Indians selling turquoise and Dobie Hudson Tower, Pueblo Square. Got a headache and off on the hotel. I could get sick anywhere. Must be my bad karma. Chasing those pretty boys. Hungry ghosts chasing me. Cause I've been chasing joy. Lying here in bed alone. Playing with my toys.
dead. Doctor, doctor, bring morphine before I'm totally dead. Sick and angry at the national universe, oh, my aching head. Someday I'm gonna get out of here, go somewhere alone. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this town with noise and rattling bone. I got the sickness blues. You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Final number, a most recent song written by both Stephen Taylor and myself. Words written by Stephen Taylor and by Allen Ginsberg at Warsaw Airport after listening to gossip of nuclear weather in Poland. This is gossip gathered by Stephen with a pug on a Fugs tour in Scandinavia and by both of us in meeting country long-haired hippies who make drums near the Russian border in Poland. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows, who knows? Asphodels find buttneck here, what comes with the rose? Cabbage smell good, but depends which way the wind blows. All over Europe, people are saying, wormwood skies, old poison, the sea, revelation. From Oslo to Athens, black clouds have enlightened the nation. Cesium mushrooms and milk may mutate the creation. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows, who knows? Woke up in Poland, maple leaf just wilted down. Not a cloud in the sky, inexplicably cold on the ground. Kids in the yard were playing without any clothes. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows, who knows? Fold up the doctor, official reply, never mind. Same afternoon, suggested we take iodine. 3 days later, Chernobyl's error disclosed. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows, who knows? Slaughter the reindeer in Lapland, laps on the dome. Camembert radioactive in Zurich, the gold. In the Cotswolds of England, all the sheep markets were closed. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows, who knows? A liter of water's one x-ray in Washington State. So in milk bars of Minsk, what does it cost a milkshake? Big Apple this year, we still have to eat up what grows. If we didn't eat poison, we'd starve, brother, everyone knows.
Thank you.
The tape that was made this evening can be ordered in the hallway, as well as other tapes that have been made earlier, and in fact, tapes that are yet to come.